Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Brad Roy of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford and Erie Counties. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, House Republicans have gotten off to a quick start here in the new year by introducing a package of legislation that's aimed at improving the welfare system in Pennsylvania and hopefully encouraging folks who are collecting benefits to get into the workforce. And of course, the unemployment figures are really good. There are jobs out there. What's going on with this package?
The package of bills will make it easier and more efficient for people to move from welfare to work. We all want to make sure we protect welfare benefits for people who truly need them, people who have significant medical issues and people who are too old to work and things like that. And we want to make sure that people who can work but choose not to work, we want to encourage them to get to work and make it easier for them to transition.
And I guess one of the ways this does that is by not cutting people off when they come to a certain level of income when they re-enter the workforce. How does this work and how does this kind of cushion the transition?
There is what's called a benefits cliff. You qualify for something, you get a job, suddenly you don't qualify. Well, you might need a few months to transition until you get your first paycheck, until you get on the company health insurance plan, things like that. So we want to make it easier for people to gradually phase off of welfare so they will go get a job.
And of course, one of the big things we have ahead of us this year is the state budget. And I understand that this could have very positive implications for the state budget as well.
About 40% of the Pennsylvania General Fund budget pays for the different welfare programs. And the only way to really get the budget under control is to make sure that we get those expenses under control. So we can protect people who really need to be on those programs, but the people that don't need to be on those programs, we can help them transition into jobs, turn them into taxpayers. So it'll actually save the budget money, plus the taxes they pay will add more money into the budget. So it'll be a positive for everyone.
And also right around the corner here in January, we have the beginning of a Pennsylvania tradition, and that's the farm show. What do people need to know?
Well, as we all know, agriculture is very important in Crawford and Erie County, so there's usually a lot of local people that attend the farm show every year. I'll be attending on Wednesday. The farm show starts on January 6th, and it runs through January 13th. The farm show features over 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. And it emphasizes the importance of agriculture in our daily lives. I would recommend everybody come to the farm show. It's a lot of fun. Admission is free, but you do have to pay $15 to park, but they do provide a free shuttle bus for you. If you want more information and a schedule of events, you can look at www.farmshow.pa.gov.
Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Brad Roy.